With more than 100 nonprofit organizations in Park City, odds are some of them have raised money through a raffle or drawing. But in doing so, they've technically been skirting the law. Republican Senator Dan McKay's Senate Bill 242, Charitable Drawing Amendments, clarifies that drawings for charitable fundraising purposes are not prohibited by the state's gambling restrictions.
These charities are left in a very bad position where they're charitable and breaking the law. Reminds me of a famous person that lived about 2,020 years ago. Very charitable, but also broke the law.
The bill originally referred to raffles, but former state representative Kurt Oda suggested amending the language to drawings, as raffles might connotate something closer to gambling or a lottery. The bill was also amended to clarify that a charitable drawing does not include the use of a gambling device. Democratic Senator Karen Main made the amendments to align with a bill she's sponsoring, SB 214, which prohibits fringe gaming machines. A fringe gaming machine is like a slot machine, and Utah towns have noticed them popping up in convenience stores and other retailers. After passing the full Senate on Monday, SB 242 will next be considered by the House. Emily Means, KPCW News.